Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a breakdown effects chain that nails that old-school jungle, early DNB moment, where it feels like the whole tune just got swallowed by a busted VHS deck, wobbly pitch, smeared top end, crunchy tape-ish saturation, a bit of gated rave space, and then a super satisfying snap back into a cleaner drop. This is intermediate level, so I'm assuming you're comfortable grouping tracks, working in arrangement view, and automating device parameters. The big goal today is repeatability. You'll end with a rack you can reuse, plus an automation plan that reliably builds tension, without wrecking your low end or shrinking your drop. First, quick mindset check. VHS color is basically controlled degradation. You're not trying to make it sound bad, you're trying to make it sound like a memory of the track. Then right on the drop, you bring reality back. Step 0 is routing, and this is non-negotiable for DNB. Group your drums into a drum bus. Group your musical stuff, like pads, stabs, vocals, atmos, into a music bus. And keep your SUB separate. Don't run the sub through the heavy wobble, wide chorus, or big reverb. If you VHS wobble the sub, you're asking for phase movement and a weak drop. That why does my drop feel smaller than my breakdown? Problem often starts right here. Now, we're going to build the VHS breakdown rack, and we're putting it on the music bus first, because it's the safest place to get the vibe without messing with punch and sub stability. On the music bus, drop in an audio effect rack. Name it something obvious like VHS breakdown jungle, because later you want zero confusion when you're automating. We're building left to right, and the order matters. First device, auto filter. This is your underwater lens. Set it to Lopez, 24 dB slope. Start the cutoff around 6 kHz. Resonance around 15 to 25%. Add a tiny bit of drive, maybe 2 to 5 dB, just enough to give it some attitude. Now turn on the LFO and auto filter. Sync it. Rate at a quarter note or half note. Sine wave. Keep the amount small, like 5 to 12%. Phase at 0 degrees so it stays predictable. What you're doing here is adding a gentle, repeating movement so the breakdown doesn't feel static, even if the chord is holding. Teacher tip. Don't rely on the LFO to do the drama. The LFO is the texture. The drama comes from automation. And here's your classic DNB move, over 8 to 16 bars. Automate that cutoff from more open, like 12K, down to somewhere between 1.5K and 3K. That's the burst sinking into the tape feeling. Next, the wow and flutter layer. Ableton doesn't have a VHS button, but Chorus Ensemble can get you surprisingly close if you keep it tasteful. Drop in Chorus Ensemble after auto filter. Put it in chorus mode. Set the rate slow, around 0.12 to 0.35 Hz. Amount around 15 to 30%. Delay time around 8 to 18 milliseconds. Feedback basically off, 0 to 5%. Mix around 10 to 25%. And here's the rule. If it starts sounding like a glossy trance chorus, you went too far. We're aiming for micro wobble, not super saw widening. If it gets too wide or hollow, add a utility after chorus ensemble and pull width down to somewhere like 70 to 100%. Jungle breakdowns can be wide, but if the center disappears, the drop won't feel like it has somewhere to land. Now we print that wobble into tape crunch. That's the authentic part. Modulation before saturation tends to feel like real tape, because the distortion responds to the movement. Modulation after saturation can feel more like a modern effect layer, so we'll keep chorus before saturation. Add roar if you're in live 12 and you want more control. If not, saturator works great. With roar, pick a tape or soft style. Drive around 5 to 10 dB. Roll a bit of top end in roar's tone or filter, so you're not hyping harshness. And keep the mix in that parallelish zone, like 15 to 35%. The goal is warm smear, not smashed clipping. If you're using saturator instead, go soft sign. Drive around 3 to 8 dB. Turn color on. Bass around 1 kHz, depth 2 to 4 dB, and set dry slash wet around 20 to 40%. Level match the output. Seriously, level match. If it's louder, your brain will vote better, even if it's worse. Next, glue compressor. This helps the whole breakdown feel like it's coming from one sampled source, like you resampled it off a tape. Set attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. Pull the threshold until you see about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Turn soft clip on. Leave makeup off and level match manually. Now we add the rave space. Hybrid reverb. Choose hall or plate. Decay around 2.5 to 5.5 seconds. Pre-delay around 15 to 30 milliseconds so the initial hit stays readable before the wash blooms. Then filter the reverb. Low cut around 250 to 450 Hz. High cut around 5 to 8K Hz. Dry slash wet on an insert. Keep it sensible, like 10 to 25%. If you want that old school gated room stab vibe, do the classic trick. Put a gate after the reverb. Set the threshold so it chops the tail, not the initial hit. Release around 80 to 180 milliseconds, 4 to minus infinity. This is how you get big space without turning your breakdown into mud soup. Next, dub delays. Add echo. Set time to 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Feedback around 25 to 45%. Filter it so it lives behind the music. High pass around 250 to 600 Hz. Low pass around 3 to 6K Hz. Add a bit of modulation, maybe 10 to 20%, for movement, and a touch of noise, 2 to 8%, if you want that worn-out hardware vibe. Keep dry slash wet around 8 to 18% most of the time. And this is one of the most important arrangement moves in the whole lesson. Automate echo dry slash wet up only for the last 1 to 2 bars, before the drop. Then snap it back down on the drop. That's the throw. If you leave delay up continuously, your drop arrives already cluttered, and it won't slap. Optional grit layer now. This is the Piratrave broadcast dirt. Only a little. Choose redux or frequency shifter. Redux. Bits around 10 to 14. Downsample around 1.2 to 2.5. Dry slash wet 5 to 15%. Frequency shifter. Ring mod mode. Frequency around 20 to 60 Hz. Dry slash wet 3 to 10%. You're aiming for recorded off a TV texture, not broken speaker. Now one more coach move that saves mixes. Put an EQ8 at the end of the rack, because the HS style chains tend to inflate the low mids. Put a bell at 300 Hz, Q around 1.2, and pull it down by 1 to 3 dB by ear. If things get pokey, you can do a gentle shelf dip around 2 to 4 kHz, maybe 1 dB. This isn't about making it dull, it's about preventing that cardboardy bloom that makes breakdowns feel amateur. Okay, the rack is built. Now the magic, automation in the arrangement. We'll use a classic 16-bar breakdown blueprint, because jungle arrangement language is pretty consistent. Bar is 1 to 8. Memory fog. You're reducing clarity but keeping the groove alive. Automate auto-filter cutoff from about 12K down to around 4 to 6K. Bring chorus mix from maybe 10% up to around 20. Bring reverb from around 10% up to maybe 18. Keep the sub clean and mostly unchanged. And here's an important musical note. Keep a ghost of the drums. Even if it's filtered and quieter, let something rhythmic anchor the listener. Hats and shakers can stay clearer than the pad. If everything becomes pure wash, dancers lose the grid. Bars 9 to 14. Tape meltdown plus space. Filter goes further down, maybe 6K down to 2 to 3K. Echo dry slash wet creeps up from around 8 to 15. If you want, add a low-level hiss layer or use echo's noise, but keep it tucked. And consider adding filtered amen ghost hits or a snare fill, also under a low pass, so energy stays alive without giving away the full drop. Bars 15 to 16. Suck out and throw. This is where you stop being polite. Dip the cutoff briefly even lower, around 1.5 to 2K, then maybe lift it slightly, so it feels like it's trying to recover. Bike echo dry slash wet for the throw, and increase feedback slightly but cap it so it doesn't run away. Then do a classic tension trick, a half bar of kick mute, or even a tiny pocket of silence right before the drop. If you don't want full silence, another great trick is cutting only the mid-range for a quarter to half bar. Pull down the music bus with utility, leave a little filtered tail, and let the drop smash in. On the drop, snap back to clean. Open the filter fully, or bypass the rack. Pull chorus mix back down. Reverb down. Delay down. If you want continuity, leave a tiny residual tape tone, but make sure it's subtle. The listener should feel the contrast. Breakdown is degraded, drop is solid. Now instead of automating 12 lanes, do the pro workflow. Map key parameters to macros and automate the macros. A musical macro set is Macro 1, muffle, auto filter cutoff plus a touch of resonance. Macro 2, wobble, chorus amount and maybe a tiny nudge of rate. Macro 3, space, reverb wet plus a small pre-delay adjustment. Macro 4, throw, echo wet plus feedback, but set a safe range so it can't explode. Then automate in two layers. A slow ramp over 8 to 16 bars and quick spikes in the last two bars. That's how you get that jungle falling apart feeling without it sounding linear and boring. Use automation curves, not straight lines. Near the end, make it feel like gravity increases. Let's talk about two advanced workflow variations you can use if you're producing a lot of tunes and you want this to be bulletproof. First variation, Do VHS in parallel instead of as an insert. Make a return track called VHS send. Put the VHS rack on the return. Set the reverb and delay to fully wet where possible, and keep your other stages dialed for a return vibe. Then send only specific elements to it, pads, stabs, atmos, maybe top breaks. This keeps intelligibility in the main signal while the tape aura blooms around it. It's a really clean professional approach. Second variation. The hi-fi drop, lo-fi breakdown crossfade. Create two music buses, music clean and music VHS. Route your music to both, or duplicate the group output using sends. Automate a crossfade during the breakdown, and snap back to clean on the drop. This completely removes the risk of forgetting to bypass something, and it makes it easy to audition how extreme you want the degradation. One more safety trick if you want the entire breakdown to feel like VHS, even beyond the music boss, without ruining the drop. Create a breakdown bus and feed it only during the breakdown. You can do this by routing or by using utility automation to send signal to it. Put the rack on that breakdown bus, and automate when it's active. That way the drop is protected by design. Before we wrap, quick checklist of common mistakes to avoid. Don't put wow and flutter on the sub. Don't over-widen the chorus until the center collapses. Don't use reverb without filtering, especially low cuts, or you'll get mud. Don't skip level matching. And don't make all your automation ramps perfectly linear. Jungle tension usually accelerates at the end.